Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update for December 5th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous editions of JLN and JLN Options, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Yesterday, JLN published a podcast I did with veteran corn pit broker and former CBOT and CME Group board member John Pichek for the Open Outcry Traders History Project. It was an interesting discussion that traced the beginnings of his family's connection to the Chicago Board of Trade to his grandfather being hired in 1913. His grandfather was cutting grass, and a man asked him what his plans were. He said he would probably go to work in the steel mills. Instead, the man invited him to work for him as a clerk at the CBOT, and thus began the Pichek family connection to the CBOT. John and I share a connection to the Cashman family that started when Gene Cashman, a former park policeman, came to the CBOT. John's grandfather was one of the signees on Gene's application for membership for the CBOT, John said. When I joined the Mid-America Commodity Exchange, Thomas J. Cashman not only signed my application, but loaned me a Mid-Am membership he had bought. Likewise, when John Pichek applied to the CBOT with little net worth, his grandfather approached Gene Cashman for advice on how he could finance the membership. Gene said he would take care of it. A quick call to former Harris Bank executive John J. Ruth, a partner with Tom Cashman and Victor Grain at the time, produced a loan from Continental Bank for Pichek to buy his membership. I first encountered John during the summer of 1981. He was working elbow to elbow with his father in the corn pit, filling orders, including for Shearson American Express. I was a runner that summer with Shearson. I remember John wore a Purdue tie that summer, and as a Purdue student, I asked him about it. He was a Notre Dame graduate who had lost a bet on the Purdue-Notre Dame football game the fall before to a Purdue grad who had played football there. That fact and another bet John made on Notre Dame football are part of the podcast discussion. The CFTC dropped a COP28 timely press release yesterday offering guidance regarding the listing of voluntary carbon credit derivatives contracts. If you have ever been to Amsterdam, you know it is a city of many means of transportation, including bicycles. In order to promote road safety in Amsterdam, the streets are going slower, Bloomberg reported in a story titled Amsterdam to Cut Speed Limits 40% to Improve Road Safety. Bloomberg said, quote, the maximum driving speed of majority of the Dutch capital's roads will drop to 30 kilometers, less than 19 miles per hour, down from the current 50 kilometers per hour from Friday. This news came before another story from Bloomberg in which Amsterdam and Helsinki were named the best cities for urban transportation. I would think the slower speeds would make it even better, improving the safety of all. With the holiday season drawing near, an annual tradition is making its return as R.J. O'Brien prepares to launch its RJO Secret Santa program. For more than 2.5 decades, the initiative has been dedicated to supporting Misericordia Heart of Mercy, a local home providing care and compassion to over 600 individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. This Christmas, RJO is calling out to the community to embrace the spirit of giving by becoming a secret Santa to the residents of Misericordia. Many of them lack families or are the wards of the state, making participation in this initiative even more meaningful. Participation is simple. Choose an item from the general wish list, deliver your gift via Amazon, UPS, or USPS to the address below. Attention Secret Santa, 6300 North Ridge, Chicago, Illinois, 60660. December 4th was Gender Day at the UN Climate Conference, COP28, in Dubai, and UN Women launched its report, Feminist Climate Justice, a Framework for Action. By 2050, climate change will push up to 158 million more women and girls into poverty and lead to 236 million more women living in hunger, escalating conflict, and forced migration fueled by the climate crisis hits women the hardest. The report calls for a new feminist climate justice approach. Learn more about the new women's initiative with a link in today's newsletter. Women Enlisted Derivatives Wild is offering a virtual event titled Show Up, Stand Out, Breakthrough on Tuesday, January 9th from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. Bonfire is leadership development program, quote, designed to help women build skills, utilize the tools, and own the confidence they need to claim their voice, use their power, and matter more, unquote, the invitation says. Odessa Jenkins, a successful tech / SaaS business executive, CEO of Bonfire Women and founder of the Women's National Football Conference, FNFC, is leading the event. You can find out more information and register with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were Goldman favors options to counter excessive rate cut pricing from Bloomberg, Trading Technologies taps three experienced capital markets leaders for new senior management roles effective January 1 from Trading Technologies, and Greek Profit and Losses from Tasty Live. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Market Voice from FIA. Mobilizing collateral key to avoiding a liquidity crisis. Panelists at FIA Asia discussed the future of clearing in volatile markets. At FIA's Asia conference in Singapore on the 29th of November, a panel of experts discussed the future of clearing in volatile markets with a focus on liquidity crises, collateral issues, and the prospects for tokenization. The panelists discussed the series of events over the last 3 years that have triggered large, sudden increases in margin requirements from derivatives clearinghouses, prompting concerns from both clearing members and their customers that some of these increases had acted in a pro-cyclical manner, triggering or amplifying liquidity stress in the financial system. Quote, what recent events have exposed to some degree is the pro-cyclicality of margin and the inadequacy of margin from some CCPs around the world, unquote, said David Martin, J.P. Morgan's head of futures and derivatives clearing for Asia Pacific. My quote, the first of the FIA Market Voice coverage from FIA Asia. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, the $900,000 tomes that no one really wants to read. Companies lavish time and money on IPO prospectuses that are, quote, kind of going the way of the dodo bird, unquote. In this year's biggest initial public offering, semiconductor designer Arm Holdings raised around $5 billion in September. In One mundane task on its path to IPO riches was the prospectus, the lengthy documents required by U.S. regulators for aspiring public companies. The roughly 200-page document included a description of its business, audited financial statements, and boilerplate legal language about the risks of investing in its shares. The company had to navigate arcane Securities and Exchange Commission rules about formatting and get the placement of the banks involved just right on the prospectus cover. My comment, ChatGPT, tell me if there are issues with this IPO offering. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most clicked item on Monday was our Markets Wiki page for Justin Llewellyn Jones, who was just named Chief Operating Officer at Trading Technologies. Second was margin calls from clearinghouses seen stoking future crises from Bloomberg. Third was a tie between Trading Technologies' press release, Trading Technologies taps three experienced capital markets business leaders for new senior management roles effective January 1, and New York Magazine's how the Winklevi's second act went bad inside the Twins crypto exchange, where they abandoned the rules to get bigger than they could handle. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, carbon credit derivatives get more scrutiny from U.S. regulator. CFTC wants to standardize the developing asset class. Carbon credits susceptible to fraud manipulation, critics say. A key U.S. regulator is planning to put in place guardrails for the fast-growing market for voluntary carbon credit derivatives. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission on Monday floated fresh guidance for exchanges that want to list futures or other derivatives products based on carbon credits. Critics say the market lacks transparency and could be manipulated by fraudsters. The next story is from Bloomberg. The headline, how suspects laundered billions in Singapore for years. Wang Dihai was already on the run when he made Singapore his home 5 years ago. Police in China were offering a bounty for information about him for his alleged role in an illegal gambling ring. Once in Singapore, Wang and his wife set up a family office and he got an employment pass, giving him the right to stay in the city-state. They banked with Credit Suisse, and the couple got passports from the tax haven of Cyprus. Wang, 34, splurged on a $23 million Singapore dollar, or $17.2 million US dollar, condominium in the Prime Orchard area and held about $2.8 million in cryptocurrency. The next story is from the Financial Times. The headline, CBDCs still have not found their raison d'etre. Any problems on payments is better solved through more practical alternatives. Central bank digital currencies are the bad idea that won't go away. There are simpler, more straightforward ways of solving the problems that CBDCs are deemed to address. Yet upwards of 130 countries worldwide are exploring the currencies. If you are in search of a bandwagon effect, this is it. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.